One of the things that we're going to be continuing, I suppose, is our theme from last week, is how do we cope when life is difficult? And how do we experience the breakthrough when it comes to trusting God? And the breakthrough that we experience in each of our life circumstances. These have been difficult days over the past fortnight, specifically with Craig's situation. But I'm very aware that everybody that's sitting in this room just now and all the people who are watching online, you will have a situation that is totally unique to you, which you're going through just now, and you might be looking for the breakthrough. Now, there might be other people in the room that are experiencing something similar, but this is something that is unique to you. And we thought about that last week when we think about out of the depths, I cry to you, Lord, that you will know what your depth is right now. You know where you are crying out to God from. But today, are you expecting to experience breakthrough? And how do we get there? What does that look like? It's been interesting just thinking about what we've been experiencing with Craig's situation in the middle of all this, with all the uncertainty and all the unknown. One of the things that really stands out to me is how it pulls us all together. We all have a united heart to be praying for his best, to be praying for blessing on him, to be praying for healing. And sometimes when we're going through the most difficult times, it's important that we stop and actually think to ourselves, this, when it comes to my life, and when it comes to life in general, it is pretty fragile. And I wonder if it would make us shift our focus away from the things that we've held on to or the grudges that we have or whatever it might be, because you start to look at life and think, what is actually important? What really matters? Last week on the Sunday night, the young team started a prayer board. And we continued it at the life groups on Tuesday morning and on Tuesday evening. And that board ended up full of real life prayer points where people are looking for real breakthrough. Trusting God, committing it to God. And it actually was just something beautiful to see on that whiteboard. All the handwriting, all the stuff that was up there. Real life, current issues, the things that make us feel out of our depths. And we can only bring it to God. And last week I finished with these words, and now we wait. Because ultimately, once we've cried out, once we've surrendered to God, once we've put it into his hands, now we wait. We wait to see what God is going to do. We wait to see expectantly. We wait to see united. We wait to see believing. And that might be the same in your life today. In the individual circumstances that you're facing, you wait. But also in the community of church, we wait. And it is powerful to know that God is always there. It's also powerful to know that you've got a church that's got your back. And last week we thought about the words from Psalm 46 that talked about God being our refuge and our strength in times of trouble, an ever-present help in times of trouble. And the verse says that we don't have to fear. And I wonder, as we look at Psalm 91 just briefly today, as we look at what these words say and how this, I believe, directs us to the start of breakthrough. I believe it directs us to the starting point to trust in God. I believe it takes us to the point where we can look and say, but I want you to think this morning, really deliberately, is where are you positioned? I want you to think about that. Where are you positioned? Because where you are positioned in life and faith matters. It's important. And we'll see that for these verses. Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. We read it earlier on. Here's what it says in the NIV. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. I love the picture that we get just in these first couple of verses here. But we've all got a choice to make this morning. We've all got a choice to make, and whatever it is that's going on in your life, whatever the circumstances are, I want you to bear in mind that Psalm 91 was written from a place of danger. It's thought that the psalmist wrote it from a place of immediate danger, potential war. And these verses say, well, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I just want you to picture that for a minute. Choosing to dwell in the shelter of the Most High is a choice that every single one of us has to make. That's a place of total security, total safety. And to choose to dwell in that place is a continual choice to dwell, constant choice to dwell, a choice today to say, I'm going to get into the presence of God. I want to know the heart of God. I want to know the protection of God. And the result of that, choosing to dwell, choosing to be there, choosing to position yourself in the shelter of the Most High, in His shadow, it tells us we'll find rest. You've been thinking about that with Craig's situation. Now, one of the key parts of Craig's recovery is going to be his rest. And I think it's the same for us, whether in life or in faith, that when we position ourselves in the shadow of God, in the shelter of God, the Most High, the Almighty, we can't be in a safer place. And I believe that's where the start of the breakthrough is going to happen in your life and mine, when we position ourselves with God in His presence. How do we rest when we feel restless? How do we trust when we're going through the trial? How do we know that God is with us? How do we experience that? Again, it's me saying, I am going to dwell. As you saying today, I am going to dwell. I'm going to position myself there. I'm going to choose to be in God's presence. I'm going to trust God's timing. I'm going to believe that positioning myself with the Most High, that I'll experience rest in the shadow and nothing can touch me, nothing can harm me. I'm literally being cradled and shaded by God Almighty. Picture that. In some ways, it doesn't seem real, but it's true. And I often think to myself, why do I aim for less? Why do I position myself sometimes far away from God to try and get through and see the breakthrough? Why is it that I put myself in the situation that I want to find myself, thinking I'm going to see the victory? Sometimes we get a bit impatient, don't we? Has there anybody been impatient for a breakthrough in your life? 100%. We want the instantaneous miracle, don't we? We want the instantaneous fix. We want the instantaneous switch. But it doesn't always happen like that. Finding ourselves in the presence of God, resting in God, resting in Him, resting in that safety, resting in His presence, resting knowing that He is God, actually changes our heart position and our mind position as well. We can look at things from the natural, or we can look at them from the supernatural. We can see the things that we think we could contribute to, and actually sometimes God enables us to see the breakthrough, but also there's a stuff that we can't control, and that we need to trust God to empower and to change. And then thinking that people often think that breakthroughs are just the big stuff. But actually the breakthrough for you might be lots of small stuff that you have to just position yourself and give to God. You see, we're still praying for a breakthrough for the big man. Right? That's just the reality of it. How encouraging are the emails been this week? Right? Think about it. I look forward to my daily call for Vic. Because most of the time it's, in fact, all of the time this week it's been, here's what God's done, here's what God's done, here's what God's done, here's what God's done. And I just think this is incredible. We've still got a long way to go, but I'm still praying into it. I'm praying for the breakthrough. We're still praying big, but we're seeing in every small step forward, we're giving God thanks. And I think that's how it should be in our lives as we try to hand God the things that we need to be released from. We need to surrender to Him. We need freedom in. And that's why I'm saying sometimes that might be a big thing in your life, but in reality it might be a load of wee small things that keep tripping you up, that keep causing you to stumble, that keep causing you to fall. The war is real. The dangers are real, just as the psalmist is explaining in Psalm 91. But again, where we position ourselves is going to make all the difference. But I love the fact that in this passage, it's a very personal thing. Actually, you find that in a lot of the Psalms, right? The psalmist, when he is expressing his need of God or his thoughts about God, he makes it so personal. In this wee passage we've read just in the first couple of verses, he says, the Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my fortress. The Lord is my God. This is who I trust. Can I ask you this morning? Think about this. Who do you trust? Who do you trust? Can you say today that He is my refuge, He is my fortress, He is my God? I trust in God today. Years ago, I went to Whittle Park, to Rock UK, with a group of young people who were doing all the outward bound stuff and everything else. We were there for a camp, and there was this massive climbing tower. If you've ever been to Whittle Park, you'll remember the climbing tower. And all the young team were signing up to go abseiling. And I looks at this tower, and I looks at the rope, and I looks at me at that time, 24 stone, and I was like, there is no chance I'm going up on that tower. There's no chance I'm getting attached to that rope. There's no way I'm going down. On the back of all the instructors' t-shirts, I'll never forget it, were bright orange t-shirts, and on the back it says, who do you trust? Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. And I'm going to be totally honest with you, and I looked at these wee teenagers that were dangling us over the edge, I was like, I don't trust you. Right? And I got questioning and everything else. None of these kids are getting up, literally getting attached to the ropes. Away they went, down they went. Some of them overcoming massive fear. Fear of heights, fear of everything else, and they were trying to get down. It was mad. And I'll never forget this wee lassie Heather saying to me, you going to do it, John? I was like, how do you tell a wee lassie you're not going to, like, she's literally been doing it twice. And I said to the instructor says, John, I want to just guarantee you something. See this little strand of rope that we're going to attach you to? That could hold the equivalent weight of a 17-seater minibus. No, I wasn't offended, by the way. Right? But he said, that could hold the equivalent to a 17-seater minibus. Trust me. And I got hooked on, and I went to go over the edge, and I can't tell you, I can actually feel it now, the panic as you went over, and the next thing, he'd got me. And do you remember I said to you last week about the text that Scott got for Craig? God's got this. And I managed to get to the bottom, I had to trust. Even when it didn't make sense to me, I had to be position myself at the top of that tower to be attached and get all the safety stuff and get the rope on. Folks, I think we need to do that with Jesus. I think we need to do that with God today. Sometimes when it doesn't make sense, sometimes when our minds are blown with the whole concept and idea of it, we need to lean in. We need to believe that He is the Most High. He can carry the whole world. He is almighty and all-powerful. And He can see the breakthrough in your life, whatever that breakthrough you require is right now. I want to promise you that. But it takes positioning yourself to say, I'm going to dwell in the shadow and in the shelter of the Most High and the Almighty. I'm going to find rest there. And from that place of rest and that place of trust, we then read the promises that this passage tells us, a place of refuge, a place of safety and comfort, a fortress. I want you to picture what that would look like, a place of security and protection. Ultimately, in God and all His sovereignty, and as we surrender to Him and to His word and His will, that's who I'm going to trust. Are you? And this isn't just in a time of testing, by the way, when life's hard. This is also in the times of triumph. This isn't trusting God just in the time of crisis, but it should be in all circumstances. And then we'll see confidence building in our God when you choose and when I choose to dwell in Him. The rest of the verses, some of the stuff that it brings out in these verses is amazing. Verse 3, surely He will save you. There's a promise. Verse 4, He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. I want you to imagine that bird of prey as it holds its wing round its young. Nothing is getting in there. Nothing is going to take its young away. He is going to protect it with everything. There's an intimacy there. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. It tells us we don't have to fear. It tells us the victory that is there. But in verse 9 it says, and I think this is really important this morning, it says this, if you say, the Lord is my refuge. You see, there's a personal choice and there's a personal responsibility for you to say and for me to say today, the Lord is my refuge. And you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you and no disaster will come to your tent. You see, there's a personal choice to position yourself and to put yourself in the place of God, where He is, where He dwells, where He is in power, and allow Him to work in and through you. It continues, there's loads of promises in this verse 14, because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with a long life, I'll satisfy him and show him my salvations. This is the promises of God for the Psalms today. This can be yours. It can be mine. If I say, and if I choose. Psalm 91 is often referred to as the soldier's psalm. A psalm that when you're going through warfare, a psalm when you're going through trials, a psalm when you're going through the depths and you're wondering what's going to happen, this is a psalm that has been clung onto. I want to ask you today, are you praying for a breakthrough? Are you in the right position to experience that with God? Have you surrendered? Are you trusting? Are you deciding today? In order to experience the maximum breakthrough in your life, to totally surrender, to totally surround yourself in the presence of God, to totally surround yourself in Scripture, to totally surround yourself in prayer, to believe today that God can and God will deliver you. Do you believe that today? Can you say, He is my God? I wonder if that's going to start in a place of stillness. Whatever can be thrown at us, whatever we might experience, that in that place of stillness, we know that we're covered. We know that we're sheltered. We know that we are protected, and that is the start of the breakthrough. So let me ask you, where will you choose to dwell? Let me ask you, if He is your refuge and your fortress, if He is your God, and the last four words of that wee passage says, in whom I trust. Who do you trust? You might say those words today, in God I trust. And I'm going to believe for the breakthrough. Let's just take a moment of quiet. Let's take a moment of stillness. And maybe for the first time, you're going to position yourself in the right place, in God's place, to dwell in His shelter and to know that you're in the shadow of His wings. And for something today that you need breakthrough in, whatever that is in your life, in this stillness and the quietness, just give it to God. Psalm 62 says, I wait quietly before God, for my salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock, my salvation, my fortress, where I will never be shaken. Verse 5 says, I wait quietly before God, for my hope is in Him, because He alone is my rock and my salvation and my fortress, where I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor comes from God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. O my people, trust in Him at all times. Pour out your heart to Him, for God is our refuge. Pour out your heart to Him. Father, as we read these words, it just brings enormous encouragement as we face life. Even in our faiths and the struggles, maybe the breakthrough that we need to see in each of our lives, Lord, whatever that is, if there's something that's holding us back, if there's something that's pulling us away from You, if there's something, Lord, that is causing us to doubt, if there's something that is distracting us, if there's something that's overpowering us in our lives and we need the breakthrough, if there's something, Lord, in people's lives here today that is taking Your place, I pray, Lord, that today they would decide to position themselves and to dwell
with you in the shelter and in your shadow, that they would know the safety and security of you being their refuge and their fortress, and they'll not be shaken, Lord. We come again this morning and pray for Craig. We're praying for a breakthrough, a continuing breakthrough, that his body, Lord, would recover and be healed. But Lord, you would keep his faith strong. And even in that bed or on that chair right now, whatever he's doing, he'd be a light in that hospital, because people would see the faith that he has in you, and it's no been shaken. So my prayer is today that every single person in this room would say that you are their God, and that you would bring the breakthrough. You would bring the freedom. You would bring the change and the transformation. You would bring the hope. You would bring the peace. Lord, you would bring the love that people need in this place. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.